To introduce Wayne Carlson, who is a very special person to Edgewater, to this conference of the Covenant Church, the Pacific Southwest Conference. And he has, I actually don't know what your title is anymore. It's changed a lot. He was the director of church planning. He was the acting superintendent. He was the assistant superintendent. I think he's one of those things. But he's a great friend of Edgewater. He has helped through a lot of guidance, a lot of coaching. He helped through the whole process of finding a pastor. And so I'm glad he's here to help finalize the process. That sounds weird. It's close. So, Wayne, why don't you? Let's give him a warm welcome. Thank you, Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Well, good morning. This is a little bit weird. I'll probably get dizzy before the morning's over. This is great, actually. This is what it means to be family, to be together, to be united in a circle, if you will, the sense of unity that represents for us. I am really, really delighted to be with you this morning to share with you in this celebration as we install and consecrate your new pastor, John Woolner. He's the lead pastor of this church. I'm excited for all of you together to be at this place, to be at this beginning of a new season in ministry. I do want to say a word to all of you with regard to your faithfulness to the mission of this church, especially in the last 15, 16 months. I mentioned to Tim Stone a little bit ago, he was chair during this last season, that and just in conversation with him this morning, just remembering together that mission doesn't stop just because there's a change in pastors or leaders. The mission of the church continues. And it continues because of people like you and the faithfulness that you have to Christ and to the work of the church. So please hear from my heart a sincere thank you to you, Edgewater Church, for being faithful to Jesus Christ in the mission that he has given to you. Over the last several years, it has been my privilege to walk alongside younger pastors, and today, almost every pastor I walk alongside is younger than me, but in a very special way. Yeah, it happens. I'm not sure how, but especially these last 14 years, and that included your former pastor, John Panuse. It includes your new pastor, John Woolner. I have known John and Shannon for 15 plus years when they were still in Sacramento. And my friends, I can't tell you how pleased I am that they are here now with you to journey with you in this next season of ministry. They have been strong partners in ministry and in the ministry of the covenant, including the planting of the Rock Covenant Church in Manhattan Beach, where they served for 13 years. John and Shannon, thank you for being faithful to that call on God's life and for your faithfulness in listening to him that brings you here today. I want to share with you, John, a letter that we'll have a copy of this for you. And it reads, "Dear Pastor Woolner, it is with delight that on behalf of the entire faith family of the Evangelical Covenant Church, we wish you a day of great joy and deep hope as you are installed as pastor of Edgewater Covenant Church in Pittsburgh, California. It is our prayer that you experience a profound sense of God's presence and blessings in your call to ministry. We pray for your relationship with staff and congregation, that the partnership begun in the gospel may bear much fruit that can be seen and fruit that will last. We rejoice in your installation signals the forward movement of the gospel that is so evident in God's work throughout the Covenant Church. Our hope is that you and your congregation experience a deep sense of connection with your sisters and brothers throughout our church family as we serve the Lord together. God bless you richly as you and your congregation celebrate this new beginning in the clear knowledge that he who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion. Yours and him, Gary B. Walter, President, Evangelical Covenant Church, Mark Novak, Executive Minister of the ordered ministry. So I said a few moments ago that I've known John and Shannon for a long time and had the privilege of walking closely with them, especially in the early years of the church they started in Manhattan Beach. So I could tell you a lot of things today about them, but I won't go through the entire list because that would take a while. But I do want to just share a few of my own personal reflections about them and things that I have come to appreciate so much about who they are and who John is as your pastor. The most important thing I can tell you this morning is that John loves Jesus. He and Shannon together love Jesus. Their lives will bear witness to that as they engage in relationship with you, as they share ministry with you. If you haven't discerned it already, you will know very quickly that they love Jesus. John is passionate about God's word, and I can tell you that he has already made a commitment to be true to God's word and to proclaim God's word in your midst. He is an excellent pastor. He loves people. We are in this circle right now, really at his encouragement this morning, as a way of communicating to you how much he loves you as a church and wants to be in your lives together in ministry. Something that I learned about John early on that has been a unique blessing to me. Among the many gifts that God has given him, John, it just seems to me that God somehow has placed in your heart a very special ministry of prayer. I've known that from sitting with you so many times over the last years, to know that not only does he pray for you and the various relationships that will be formed here, I just remember talking at times about how God called you to pray for people in the bank or on the street, or times you walked through the city and just prayed for God's presence to be upon the city of Manhattan Beach and now the city of Pittsburgh. We're all called to pray, but I just have for a long time had this sense that God's put a special something in your heart to be a man of prayer. So grateful for that. John and Shannon together, you guys just emulate a genuine, authentic faith in Christ. People of truth, integrity, and transparency. If you're looking to engage in conversation that's trivial, it probably won't be a long conversation with John and Shannon. They'll be gracious, but if you want to engage in real life conversation, these two together speak truth and are transparent people. I value that so much from both of you. I want to say in a very personal way, John and Shannon, that however God may have used me in some small way to be alongside you over the last few years, you've been a blessing to me in ways that you will never know. And I am grateful that God has placed us together, not only as colleagues, but as friends. And I am truly grateful to God that I know you as friends. Thank you for being a good friend to me. Ministry in the church is at its best, I believe, when there is a strong, genuine collaboration between pastor and people. We'll all recognize the name Mother Teresa, who spent her life in Calcutta. Something she said many, many years ago. She said, "I can do things you cannot do, and you can do things that I cannot do, but together we can do great things. There are some things that you can do that John and Shannon can't do, and there are some things that they can do that you can't do, but together you can do great things for Jesus. John Maxwell, who is a more contemporary pastor leader, wrote these words: when we work together, we can actually pull off the work of Christ. No one understood this need for partnership any better than the Apostle Paul. And for as great of a person, leader, spiritual influence as he was, he understood deeply the need for partnership in ministry. And it's reflected in several places, but in his letter to the church in Philippi, he wrote these words, Philippians 1, 3 and following: every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God, for you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. Paul so deeply understood how much he needed to be in partnership with the church to do the work of the gospel, to advance the cause of Christ. In Ephesians 4, we are reminded, and I remind you this morning, that the role of the pastor, among other things, is to equip the saints. That would be all of you, to do the work of the ministry. Through pastor and people together, God works to accomplish his purposes in the world. Several years ago, I came across a quote from A.W. Tozier, and I was so taken by it that I actually had it printed and framed. This goes way back to years when I was pastoring a church in Sacramento. I had this framed, and it's still today hanging in the room where we would meet for our leadership meetings. This is what Tozier wrote: God is looking for people through whom he can do the impossible. What a pity when we plan only those things that we can do by ourselves. God is looking for people through whom he can do the impossible. And when we choose to do God's work together in partnership, great things happen. It's a great description of the church. No pastor, no leader, no worker has the ability to accomplish all that God wants to accomplish. That is why we are called the body of Christ. So I'm going to share in just a moment, I'm going to invite you to affirm your role as congregation in the calling of John as your pastor. Guided by the Holy Spirit, you have called John to be your pastor partner in ministry. In so doing, you have expressed confidence in him to be the shepherd of this congregation. I charge you to receive the word of God through him in all meekness and love, to undergird him in prayer, in the work that is his, in the service of God. Remember always that John is God's servant and that you as God's stewards are to supply his needs in a way that is pleasing to God and an honor to your congregation. In all things, show him your love, esteem him highly for his calling as your pastor, and accept him as your spiritual leader. If these are your intentions, then I'm going to invite you to stand and respond to the following two questions. Edgewater Covenant Church, will you receive John to be your pastor, recognizing his place in spiritual leadership and receiving the word of God through him? If this is your promise, answer, we will. Will you do your full part to supply his needs in a way that will be pleasing to God? And will you encourage him and share with him in the work of Christ in this church and community? If this is your promise, answer, we will. Thank you, and you may be seated. We have invited some people to bring to John some gifts that are symbolic of his ministry in your midst, and I think we're just about ready for that to happen. They're coming in just a moment. I'm going to step out of the way. Yeah, why don't you just right there.
Saving work in Christ.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, John.
Hey, Ezra.
Take this water and be among us as one who baptizes in obedience to our Lord.
John. Please receive this painting and representative of the orange curriculum in our Kids Zone program. And be among us as one who inspires children to grow in faith for a lifetime.
Breaking new ground.
John, take this bread and this wine and be among us to break the bread and bless the cup.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
John, receive this compass and be among us as one who leads us in the worship of God. And it has a sundial on it, too.
John, receive this oil and be among us to be a minister of God's healing and reconciliation.
John, receive these keys and...
Gotta look at my notes again. I knew I'd do this.
And let the doors of this place be open to all people.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate you.
And so, John, let all of these gifts be symbols to you of the ministry that God's called you to here at Edgewater Covenant Church. You know, over the years, not only have I known John and Shannon and their family, immediate family, but I've had the privilege of getting to know some of their extended family as well. And this morning, John's parents, Ernie and Loretta, are here with us, along with John's sister, Deanna. And I'm so glad that you could be here today to be a part of this. John has often shared with me the spiritual impact that you've had on his life, both as a son growing up in your home, but also as he's entered into ministry. So I'm thankful to you for the example that you've set for John, and that we are indirectly a blessing of your faithfulness through him. I'm really thankful for that today. I'm glad for that for this church as well. So I've invited Ernie to come and share a few words with John and with all of you.
Probably the first thing that I'll share with you is I'm getting to the close of my own life. I'm 80 years old, and I've discovered a lot of things that won't work. A lot of things that won't work. And I believe that failure has been my greatest teacher. But every time I fail, I don't point my finger at you, but I say to myself, Ernie, where did you miss the mark that someone did not understand what you were saying? And so after 53 years of marriage to the most wonderful woman alive, there are no words to describe how much I love that woman. And after 55 years of ministry, and as I look back, if I could leave one phrase behind for you, Jonathan, and for you as the congregation, it would be this one absolute truth that I've lived these last years of my life. And if I had one phrase that could be burned into your heart, it would be this. I took it as my own life's purpose. Ernie Woolner, wherever you go, I want you to make God's love visible. And I can tell you, that has been a dream. And I would challenge all of you here this morning, what would happen in Pittsburgh if every person in here would take as their goal to make his love visible? Rather than looking at the pimples on my face, you would see my heart. And so I simply would challenge all of you to really demonstrate that and to really live that. And John, it's a great privilege for us to be here today, to see you installed as the pastor of this congregation. And I just felt the warmth as he would pass on emails to me about what was happening here. And I says, John, you're going to a wonderful place where people will really, truly love you. Give him space. Give him time. We don't need any more judges, but we need to see the body of Christ to make God's love visible to every person that we come in contact with. And now my final joy is my three grandkids, Ryan, Alex, and Sarah. Alex, you are here to represent the other two. And the investment that I have made in your lives has filled my heart to overflowing because you have made God's love visible to your papa. And for you three, I give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
John, would you come stand? Yeah. So, John, hear the word of God as directed to ministers of the Church of Jesus Christ. Be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have followed. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, Godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. So, John, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you have been called by this congregation to be their pastor. They have committed to you the work of shepherding this flock, and you are admonished by God to be urgent in season and out of season, to convince, rebuke, and exhort beyond failing in patience and in teaching. And in all sincerity, preach the word, administer the sacraments in accordance with the scriptures, comfort and counsel the sick, the sorrowing, and the troubled, and instruct all to live up to their calling in Christ Jesus. John, are you willing to assume this responsibility in the strength that God has given you of so answer, by the grace of God I am?
By the grace of God I am.
In assuming your responsibility as pastor of this congregation, will you also affirm your loyalty to the Evangelical Covenant Church and promise to support its ministries and the ministries of this region? If so, answer, by the grace of God, I will.
By the grace of God, I will.
Shannon and Alex, would you come join us up here? I won't ask you to say anything. I may ask you to say and I just love this family. And I'm so glad that you are becoming a part of their family. And Alex, I just want to say a word to you and on behalf of your brother who's not here, that long ago, both your mom and dad made decisions to follow after Jesus. And subsequent to that, your dad answered the call of God in his life to be a servant of the church. And he's such a great pastor. I'm so happy for you and glad that he is your dad, Shannon's your mom. You can be very proud of them both. So I'm going to invite leaders of the church come stand together. Some of the leaders of the church to come and kind of get around, kind of on the backside of John and Shannon. And then the children have just come in to be a part of this last part of our service. And I really wanted them here to experience this moment as well. So I'm going to ask the children to come and just crowd in around the front of John and Shannon and Alex as best you can. And once the kids are up here that want to be up here, then anybody else that wants to get on your feet and come on up, or at least hold your hand out over Sean and John and Shannon as we pray for them. Okay? I'm going to ask two or three of you, could we have that microphone back again? And maybe two or three of you up here would pray, and then I'll have a closing prayer. And use the microphone so we can all hear.
Lord, I thank you for Jonathan Woolner, that you have led him to be installed here at Edgewater. And I want to thank you in advance for the awesome work that you have in store for us that we don't even know. And just give each of us light on our path and help us to understand that you will provide for whatever plans that are to come. And we thank you already for blessing us and for blessing John and his family. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we thank you for John. We thank you for the path that brought us to this point today. We're so fortunate to have John as our pastor, as our spiritual leader. John, we will follow you, and we will support you and be there for you, and we will do our best to make Jesus visible.
Father, I ask you to be with this church as we support John and Shannon and Alex. Help us be there for them in whatever needs they may have, Lord, because we need to be there for them too. And I just thank you so much, Father, for bringing them to us. They are such a gift and such a blessing. And I just praise you, Father. Thank you.
God, I too rejoice in this day, this really sacred and holy moment, as we are gathered together in this circle, acknowledging your call in our lives to follow you, and acknowledging your provision of John to be the pastor, the new pastor of this church. I pray, God, for your blessing to rest upon them as a family, that you will continue to give John courage as he breaks open God's word week by week. God, that you would continue the good work that you have already begun in this place, being witnesses for Christ in this community. Thank you for your faithfulness, God, to this church in the midst of transition. And I stand here this morning remembering 15, 16, 17 months ago and anticipating this day. And here we are, God, and we're thankful. So by your grace, pour out your blessing upon John and Shannon and Alex, and this congregation and all of them together as they continue to serve you in this community. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church, and by the authority of this congregation and the Pacific Southwest Conference, I do declare that John Woolner is duly consecrated as pastor of Edgewater Covenant Church. To God be the glory.
Thanks, kids, for being here. I know this is probably the best place you wanted to be, up front and in the middle. So you're going to quickly discover with me that I'm a connector, and I love to connect with people wherever I go. It's something that is very much ingrained in my center, in who I am. So I wanted it to be in a circle today as a symbol of what I want. And what I want is to connect to you as people. And as I'm communicating with you and sitting with you, and whatever the future holds for us, there's going to be crisis in the future, there's going to be trials, there's going to be joyful moments. I want to be a person that's in the midst of that stuff with you. Because that's my greatest joy, is to sit with you, to listen. And one of my greatest privileges as a leader is simply to second the motion of the Holy Spirit. So whatever the Holy Spirit is doing in you, I just want to second the motion. Because I'm not here to do his job. I'm here just to affirm what the Holy Spirit's doing. And one of the ways that God has gifted me is to be able to see and to hear and to listen and discern what God's up to in your life. And then to call that out and to celebrate that, because that's good stuff. And I want to be a part of that stuff. I want to be a part of what God's doing in your life and in your heart, and then to affirm that. And then my second privilege will be just to simply to serve you. So I'm here to serve you, to help you, to come alongside you, and to be with you. Because I believe we serve a God who's with us and not away from us. We serve a God who comes down from heaven and is not interested in taking us away from this, but he comes down with us in our midst. And that's the God we serve. And so I want to be a man that reflects that as we strive to discern what the Holy Spirit is saying, and also to take the good word from the Reverend Ernie Woolner, that we want to make God's love visible here in Pittsburgh. And however that looks and what that looks like, as we love one another, as we serve one another, as we serve our community, we're in for some good things in the future. So I'm hopeful, and it is my absolute privilege to be your pastor. I take that role very serious, and so it's an honor to be here to serve you. And so I want to thank you for cooperating with this whole circle thing. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but today it is. And I'm grateful for that. So what we're going to do is we're going to respond by singing, and I asked Peter to come into the center, because this is Peter's favorite place to be, in the center, and just to lead us in song, because I want us to learn, even through as we learn to sing together and pray together and worship together, that sometimes it's good just to hear each other sing, and sometimes when you're in a circle, you can hear better when we're singing together. So Peter, come on up and lead us.